things are good as regards the togetherness. Certainly the training has been good. Often training is that little bit better when you don't have maybe a competitive match the next day, and maybe the little bit of pressure or tension isn't as much as what it would be. It has been good and very together, which we need to have any hope of trying to survive in it, but we need to try and carry that in to get a result or two, or maybe a hell of a lot more, to try and gather enough points to stay in this division.
Yeah, because when you didn't have a game, Ollie, you watched the results elsewhere in the Premier Division, and again, Waterford got another big result and have suddenly moved ahead of you in the table.
Yeah, and you know, we said it, and I tried to explain this when Waterford had the new investor and who they took in. I mean, I wasn't throwing names out for the crack. The ones that we knew of and the ones that we found out about have a savage experience in England with maybe 500 league games each individually. Don't mind, you know, 50 that maybe some of our lads have. But once you saw their level of investment, you knew that they were catching more than us. And I think they may catch more than just us. So we knew the minute that the new investor came in that and what they took in and signed, with a lot of lads out of England, and indeed Eddie Nolan coming home, that may have, you know, played all his life in England. So did it surprise us? Absolutely not. You know, they may catch more than us. You know, the result probably that went us our way was the fact that Derry bet Longford, who we need to keep behind us to at least not be at the bottom of the table.
Okay. Well, Waterford have brought players in. You've made a couple of signings yourself in recent weeks. Jordan Musto is there a few weeks now at this stage. Daniel Hawkins as well, Ollie. Conor Barry has gone the other way. He's gone on loan to Athlone Town. Can we expect any more additions to your squad, or what way does that work now with the transfer window?
You have until the end of July or end of August for out of work professionals, but it's difficult in attracting lads at this time of the year in this window. A lot of them feel that maybe they have a chance in England, and until the league gets up and running in England, and they realise that maybe not. But some of them hold on out there and wait to see, can they get a contract in the lower leagues and the non-leagues in England before they take a chance on us. And often the January window is the easier time when people realise what they have and haven't got there. But no, have we anybody lined up? No, it's not for the lack of trying, and we'll keep trying. We need to take possibly one, if not two, in before the end of the transfer window, and obviously keep what we have there. But if we can get it right, we'll have a serious cut off this tournament. Like, it's probably nothing different than any other year, but we need to turn it. And to be fair to the lads, it's not for the lack of trying.
Yeah. Well, you go into this game against Sligo Rovers, Ollie. You've played well against Sligo this season, but unfortunately things didn't go the way in terms of picking up points against them. How you fix this weekend? Is everybody available? Because you've had your injury problems and players been suspended as well.
Yeah, and we've both had the weekend with a couple of injuries, with one suspension, and they will all be, if you like, starters, if that's such a thing with us. But you know, we're hoping Sligo might have a couple of injuries and maybe a suspension as well to even it out. But it's a difficult place to go. We haven't had a huge track record down there, but you know, we'll approach it and take a cut off it. Like, you know, we lost narrowly down there 1-0 at the start of the season when we were going very well. And we probably played very well at home against them in Finn Park, but we still lost 2-1. And it was a sign, I remember saying at Sligo at the time, they didn't play well in Finn Park and still won. And it was a good sign of them, and that's really why they're up at the top end of the table.
Yeah, and do you expect them to stay there, Ollie? Because, I mean, they were in Europe as well. Unfortunately, things didn't go their way there, so perhaps they have to find a way to bounce back themselves.
Look, they have serious quality about them, and you know, the table doesn't lie for that matter. Yeah, they've lost but the European game, but like, they're not the first team that lost in Europe and won't be the last team, to put it that way to you. Look, I've no doubt they'll bounce back. We're just hoping that maybe it might take them a week longer to bounce back, German. But you know, we'll have our work cut out to get anything out of there, and especially if we're not at the top level, and we haven't been really at the top level of what we can do in recent weeks, and we need to turn it, and no better place to try and turn it than the Shorgals.
Okay, I know it's a few weeks out just yet, Ollie, but Derry City are going to be the opponents in the next round of the FAI Cup. That match is due to take place towards the end of the month. Any thoughts on that draw, or have you even had any thoughts about it at all?
Not really, no. I mean, all that concerned us was whether the Bowes game was going to go ahead the weekend just gone or not. And obviously, once that was pulled, we concentrated on Sligo. just on reflection, when you're saying it now, you know, it's a great draw in normal circumstances, a home draw against Derry in the Cup. You know, in normal times, the place would be jammed. You couldn't get a better ask of it financially in that. Look, we've got a home draw, albeit against a team that have improved under Rory and will continue to improve. And, you know, it'll football-wise, it's a hugely difficult ask. But we're at home, and we've nothing to lose in it. Like, if you could get supporters in, it would be exactly the draw that you would have wanted, Dermot.